make words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On Wednesday nights, we're skipping our way through Romans. I don't know how else to put it. More than a Bible study. Hands, feet on hot places. This is verse 4, chapter 4. We talked about it last week and Wednesday, well, a little bit tonight too. Such a powerful, these two verses, 4 and 5. Now to the one who works, who's trying to perform to earn God's favor, but the one who works, his wage is not reckoned as a favor, but what is due. So if your life is one based on performance, trying to do enough to get God to love you more, to get God to accept you, to give God so God will give you favor, then it's all going to depend on how perfect you perform. Because again, he says, but the one who works, his wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as what is due. The Christian life is all about God's favor. But to the one who does not work, but just believes in him who makes righteous the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Now, just a forewarner, some of this we'll talk about on Sunday. This is a little, I think a lot of these little weekday things are like trailers for Sunday morning. This is the general statement, generally true. So I use this. Faith isn't something that we do to get God to do something. Faith is our response into something God's already done. So let me kind of give you a sense of what that's like. So it says in Ephesians 1:3 that you have been blessed, that's past tense, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That was all accomplished at the cross, and it's now yours because you're in union with Christ. It says in Peter, I think it's 2 Peter, says that you have, because you are a partaker of divine nature, you have been given everything that pertains to life and godliness. Not just about being spiritual, sitting in a corner and humming like some Tibetan monk. It's everything that pertains to life and godliness. So you can walk in godliness in the midst of real life. It's all been given to you. You're a partaker of the divine nature. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay, well, righteousness is taken care of. Every spiritual blessing, which covers a lot, every spiritual blessing. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, everything covers a lot. It says in Colossians 2:10, you have been made complete in Christ. That can be also translated full. If you're chasing fullness, it already chased you down the cross. It says in 2 Corinthians 1, I think it's verse 20, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. So all the promises of God concerning you, he's already said yes to. So think about all those scriptures. Now, when we talk about what God's doing in our midst, we were bouncing around some thoughts yesterday at the intercessors, my wonderful, glorious, amazing intercessors, and we just got to spend 2.5 hours skipping through our intercessory time talking about what God's doing. And people, there was some word revival thrown out there, but you know, the revival, just the word vive means to be alive. Revive means to make you alive again. So the Lord really dropped this word in my heart. He said, what I'm doing is renormalizing. I'm making you renormal. Because Christ-likeness is what's normal in the Christian life. And what I mean by Christ-likeness is walking in all the favor. Remember the gospel, your inclusion in the life that Jesus lives and the favor he lives under? You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm because you're in Christ. So every spiritual blessing that's on him is on you and on me. And so when we talk about this large room, this thing called being in Christ, it includes all that we've just said. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, everything that pertains to life and godliness. You've already been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Every promise is yes in Christ to you. That's a pretty large room. And so faith isn't something I do to get God to do in response. It's my response to what God's already done. We use this phrase a lot. We get to go take it out by faith for a spin. And so what are the things that God's doing in our time? And I'll say this 1,000 times in the next 6 months to a year or whatever, is that God's birthed on Mother's Day a seeing, an opportunity to see the room larger. In the great Keswick revival that lasted almost 100 years, one of their phrases, one of their favorite phrases was, give all, take all. Give all, take all. And so it's as if the Holy Spirit whispers in our ear, take all. I mean, it's yours, take all. And their smile comes over our face. And then the flesh, stirred up by the enemy, whispers in our ear, give all. And then a dark cloud passes by. What I pray, what we pray, is that the vision of the all that we get to take by faith would be so overwhelming that you would be so tempted, the temptation to explore the large room, the temptation to take all, would be so overwhelmingly bigger than the temptation to draw back from giving all. That's where we're at. That's what God's doing in our lives right now. I was in my time alone with the Lord this morning at the house. I have an office there. And I was being with the Lord and doing a little puppy duty at the same time. And I have these three windows that just are there. It's beautiful. It goes out in my backyard and there's these shrubs. One of the Lord's special ways of talking to Olivia were through, if you know her well, with cardinals. She has pictures of cardinals. People gave her images of cardinals. Because whenever she was in a place, in a hard place or difficult place, God would always speak to her by a cardinal showing up out her window to affirm to her that he's got it, it's okay, or whatever. I haven't seen a cardinal since she died. And but this morning I was jotting down some of the thoughts because one of the things I've been wondering is, Lord, I don't want to get off track. I want to make sure I'm going to be saying during this time as the pastor here what you're saying. And as I'm writing this stuff down, this cardinal appears right there in the bush looking at me when I looked out the window. Man, it just broke me down because it's just God's way of saying. And so, again, we make it so hard as Christians. I got to have enough faith to move God. You know, God already moved in Christ. So that only it takes is childlike faith. If the faith of a mustard seed will move a mountain, can you imagine anything bigger than a mustard seed? What would happen? He doesn't make it hard. He makes it easy. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's why he came. So it's a great priority to him that we walk it out. So my prayer is that in these days that you will see the all and realize that it's not, you don't have to work, you don't have to earn it. He's already earned it for you. You get what he earned. You get what he deserved. You're in Christ. And faith is just our response to what he's already done. That's so simple that it just goes over our head a lot of times. We think that's a deep statement. That's not very deep. It's very simple. But the enemy steals, kills, and destroys because he doesn't want us to understand how simple it is. We'll talk about that, give all, take all, more on Sunday, but that's a phrase I think that God has resurrected for us in this season. So you say, well, Bishop, I don't know what to do in light of all this. Ask God to open your eyes to see. That's the simplest thing I know to do. Let's just start there. He said, if we seek the Lord with all of our heart, we'll find him. We'll just ask God to open your eyes to see what he's offering. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.